Good evening, everyone. Sorry for my tardiness. I want to say thank you for hanging out with me here on YCCMW 2020, or YCCMW. I am Salita, your host, and I am hoping that if you guys want to call in, you can call in at 516-387-516-387-1920. I mean, sorry, 1992. I apologize for my tardiness. I didn't mean to be tardy. I was talking to my son, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about different things. So, you guys, it has been a long time since I've done a show over here. It has been a long time, and it's because so much has been going on. Losing family members last year, my husband getting sick, a whole lot of stuff was going on in our lives. So I just want to come back. Oh, I'm so, so good to be back on Blog Talk, you guys. This is so awesome. Let me see. First of all, I want to say I'm so glad to be back. Hold up. Let me do this. I'm going to get all these messages. Excuse me. Just listen to this. There we go. Okay. I'm glad to be back. I'm so glad to be back. Thank you. I named it called Choices, When You Desire a Relationship with Someone. Okay. So the things that I wanted to kind of hit on is, wow. Okay. We know that this is Valentine's Day month. Okay. We know this is Valentine's month. I guess that's what you want to say. On the 14th of February. I am not so into those, how do you want to say that? I'm not so into all of that. Really, I'm not anymore. I used to be. I'm not anymore. My birthday is 2 days later, so I'm more into my birthday than I am those type of holidays. Okay, so definitely please take that for what it is. So that's more important to me than anything else. Before we even get started on that, I want to get you guys to... Okay, so we got kicked off. I apologize for that. That's crazy. All right. again, welcome back to YCCMW. I am the host, Lita. I don't know what happened there. We got kind of disconnected. I don't know what that was about. But so we're back. Again, I'm so happy to be back here on Blog Talk again. So we're going to basically kind of talk about... Hold on. Okay, we're going to basically talk about relationships, love, and all that stuff. I don't want to get too deep into it, but I just wanted to stop by and get some points with you guys. When I say choices, I say choices when you desire a relationship with someone. When desiring a relationship with someone, it's essential to approach the situation with care and consideration. And so I had some... choices to consider when you're thinking about getting in a relationship with someone. First of all, we have to look at ourselves. We definitely need to look at what we bring, quote unquote, to the table. Who are we? Okay. How do we see ourselves? And, you know, it's all right to say, I desire this and I want this and I want this person to be this. But what do you have comes to a relationship. What do you, because, you know, we always talk about what the other person has to offer. What do you as a person have to offer that person? Who's to say that you carry the traits or characteristics that that person who wants to be in a relationship with you has? How do you find out? The first thing we want to do is we want to self-reflect. We want to see where we're at, okay? Because sometimes we jump into these relationships and we're all messed up, okay? Literally, we're angry, we're bitter, we have baggage we're carrying with us, and it's not good with the relationship. The relationship is not working because of that. So you have to look at what do you bring to the table. So one of the things it says self-reflection. It says take time to understand your own feelings and motives. What do you seek in a relationship, and why do you desire one with this specific person? Again, just what I just said, you have to be able to know what that person, what you want to bring to that person, and who are you, okay? Because sometimes we get so caught up in, oh, I want this in this person. This person's going to do this for me. This person. And hold up. Who are you? That's my question. Who are you? Tell me what you have that attracts me to you. What do you have? Okay? Don't tell me you got money. Don't tell me you got a car. You got a job. Okay. That's okay. I have that too. So what do you have? What is it about you that I should be attracted to you? That what makes you attractive, okay? If you don't understand yourself, if you don't know how to exude your own self-assurance of yourself, confidence, self-esteem, if you're not walking around with it, I'm not saying being cocky. I'm not saying being arrogant. I'm saying being confident, okay? If you don't have something that will catch the eye of that other person, then, no, because the physical is all right. It's all right to be attracted to beautiful people. There's nothing wrong with that. But beautiful people can be broken. They can be bad. They can have bad attitudes. They can have toxic personalities. So beautiful people, the outside is beautiful to look at. But it's nothing, okay? It doesn't compare to when you're talking about learning somebody and making sure that person you are definitely attracted to. So you have to see what is it that you want out of the relationship, okay? And the person that you have your eye on, okay, think about the person you have your eye on is that person who you truly want to be with, okay? That's how you have to look at that, okay? Number two, it says build a friendship. Focus on building a strong foundation by becoming friends first. Get to know the person on a deeper level. Share experiences and create a connection. For instance, say you want to date somebody that works for the post office, and you work for the post office. Already, you guys can share similar experiences, okay? You have a lot in common to talk about. I mean, I know it's probably a boring conversation maybe to you to talk about work, but that might be the way that you guys can connect, okay? For instance, if you're dealing with someone in the military, in your military, you guys have a lot in common. It's an instant bonding, okay? Not to say that person is going to be the one for you, but you have an instant bond. You have something at least you can have a conversation. Like, okay, so tell me some of the duty stations you've been. You have that to talk about. What were your experiences at those duty stations? And you can say, oh, wow, I did that too. Oh, wow. Now, what were the places that you didn't get a chance to go to that you would like to go to? And you can, I mean, it's so many things. Start that conversation about what makes us want to be able to have that conversation, to be able to talk back and forth. That's something in common, okay? And then when you're talking, when you get that what you have in common, being able to laugh and have fun with that person. Build the friendship first. Hang out. Don't touch them sexually. Don't even think about that. You're right now, you're at a level of you're just trying to get to know each other, okay? And make sure that you are your true, authentic self. When we go back to self-reflection, make sure you are your true, authentic self. That means don't be playing games. Okay, don't be one way one day and then another way another day. No, if you're going to hang out with them, be that same person, okay? And you don't have to do anything extravagant. You don't have to take nobody on no doggone $1,000 date. It's not that. Take somebody, and you know what? You're going to find out how people see you when you go on that first date. After you hung out, had a good time, okay, let's go to the movies or something. And before the movies or play or something like that, depends on where you live at, you see how that person is. You don't have to spend all that money on somebody on the first date. Because the thing is, you're just getting to meet this person. You don't know this person. Why would you want to spend that kind of money on the first date? Doesn't make any sense, okay? Okay? Unless you plan on doing something else with that person. You don't have to do that. You don't have to show off, okay? You don't have to do all that. Hang out with that person. Go on a picnic. Go hang out, watch kids fly kites. Something very, go bicycling. Go roller skating, okay? I noticed that people like to play video games. I'm a little bit older than most of you guys. That's not a thrill to me. And I really don't want to date nobody who plays video games. That wouldn't be nothing I would do anyway. But if that's something you guys both like, you got in common, do that. Hang out. Write. I mean, it's so many different things. Go painting. You know, say if you have a project and you ask that person you're trying to hang out with, asking if they want to help you on your project. Say you're building a garden, okay, and they like building a garden. You get together and those things and you can laugh and have fun and do things like that. Go swimming. It's so many little things that you can do before you get to the point where you're talking about a relationship, okay? Get to know the person, okay? And you have to find a connection. What connects us, okay? There's one thing long time ago, back in the day, a person that I was dating, he did this. He wrote down on a piece of paper all the things that he wanted in a woman and then all the things he didn't. Then we exchanged it because we did the same thing. We did both of us. I did it for me and then he did it. And then we went down the line and kind of checked off all the things that we had in common, okay? So it's little things that you can do just in the dating period, okay? You're getting to know this person. That's all you're doing. You're getting to know this person. You don't have time for anything else, okay? Don't try to see what, you know, don't do all the extra, okay? Unless that's what you both desire, okay? If it's not, take your time, okay? Number three, it says open communication. Be honest and open about your feelings. Yes, communication is crucial in any relationship. Share your thoughts, but also listen to their feelings and perspectives. So if you're a person who likes to talk and you're a very good communicator, that wouldn't be a problem for you, okay? But people who have issues with communicating, a person doesn't want to date somebody that they got to pull them to talk. No, you're wasting my time. If you don't want to talk, then there's no need for us to be, call ourselves kind of getting in a relationship. You have to want to talk, okay? You can't call yourself being shy and dating. It doesn't work unless that person is just as shy as you are. So you've got to be able to talk. You've got to be able to be, and this is easier said than done when you're not really, especially when people have been through some stuff in relationships. They might have some baggage they're still holding on to, but they need to know to let all that go. You cannot bring that into the new relationship. It doesn't make sense. Don't waste your time bringing in all this extra crap in the relationship when you're just starting off. You don't even know each other to the point where you want to do these things, okay? So make sure when you're talking to them, you be honest with them. You tell them about your likes and your dislikes, okay? You find a subject matter that you both can talk about, and it's something you can talk about freely without one getting offended or you being offended by something they're saying to you, okay? So make sure you're doing that, you guys. It's not hard to do. I promise you. It's not, okay? Share your thoughts, but also listen to their feelings and perspectives. So make sure you're taking time out to listen to what they're saying, too. And don't listen to respond. Listen to learn from that person how they see things. What is it that they're seeing in this conversation that you guys are having? that subject matter you're talking about. When I'm very passionate about activism, I'm very passionate about politics. So if you talk about politics, oh man, I'm going to be in that. And if you got some knowledge about politics, hey, I'm going to, well, you know what? I didn't think about it like that. Okay. Well, so can we do it this? Did you ever consider this right here? Because I love asking questions. I'm a question. I can ask some crazy questions. But I'm saying this because you want to be able to do that. And you both have to have that back and forth relationship conversation. That open communication is so, so important. So, and then now, so let's talk about respecting boundaries. Because sometimes, you know, you're getting to know somebody. You're understanding, first of all, you've understood who you are. You're building that friendship. You're having that open communication. So now we got to look at what are the boundaries. What are the things that you cannot do? Respect the other person's boundaries and pace, okay? Some people are moving slower than you want them to be, desire for it to be. But if you really want to be with that person, if you already opened up to that person, that's the person you want to be with, then take your time. Avoid pressuring them into something they're not comfortable with. Give the relationship time to develop naturally. That means don't be in the space where, okay, we're going to do this. Okay, yeah, okay. 2 months, okay, we're going to do this. Okay, now I'm ready to take you out. Now I'm ready to take you out of town. Then now I'm ready to beg. No. Give, and go to the person who you're dating, the opposite. That person needs to have the same respect for your boundaries too. Lay them out. You're not ready to go to that far in the relationship. You want to take your time. You want to do what you got to do. You want to get to know them. It's going to take you a little bit longer to know that person. It's not all about it just jumping up and you getting together, laughing and giggling, and then we're in bed. No, that's not how that works. You have to take time. You have to be able to make sure that this is who you want to be with. And let me say this. Just being with that one person is not the be-all, end-all, because you might find out down the, maybe 6 months down the road, that this is not who you want to be with. You know, maybe things are going to start unraveling that you weren't expecting, okay? You have to prepare yourself for that, okay? It's no need for you to be you can be upset, but don't hold it, because then it's going to start hindering you from dating other people. Okay, and you really don't want to do that. You don't want to have yourself at a point where you can't date anybody else. Okay, and you don't want to ruin it for that person either. But if you're very into yourself, if you know you, you're gonna know that this person's for you. Your discernment is gonna kick in, and it's gonna let you know whether or not this person is truly for you. Okay, and I think dating somebody, getting to know somebody, and spending time with them are ways that you can do that. But I also want people to get to the point where they are paying more attention to how the relationship is starting to develop, okay? Another thing we can do, this is the last part of it right here, is, and we're not going to end it right there. I'm just saying this is the last part. Before we do that, let's do this.
Show you what I feel inside my heart. Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused.
Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
All right, you guys, we are back here. Thank you guys for hanging out with us as we talk about choices that we make in relationships. All right, so we're now on number five, which is show genuine interest. It says demonstrate a genuine interest in the other person's life, opinions, and experiences. This builds a sense of connection and shows that you value them as an individual. Now, again, whenever, and we just, that's almost like what we're saying in number four with respect to boundaries. If you get to know this person, you're going to know what makes them comfortable and what makes them not comfortable. You're going to know all of that. You're going to be able to, say they are scared of dogs, for instance, okay? You're dating someone and they're afraid of dogs, okay? You're not going to take them around a dog park because they've already told you that they're afraid of dogs. If they're afraid of heights, you're not going to take them on a mountain, a hike, okay? Because they've already told you what they're afraid of. Okay, now, if they want you to help them get over those fears, that's a different story, okay? You work with them, and that's the way that you can bond with that person. that you want to get them to help you. If they say they want to help, they would like for you to help them do certain things and get over certain fears that they have. I never had anybody ask me that. So could you, you know, if they're saying that to you, then, you know, jump in and say, hey, sure, I would love to help you. But, you know, you have to get them to understand, and you have to get them to trust you in order for them to do that. Because a lot of people with a lot of different phobias, they don't trust, okay, a lot. So you have to make sure that you're working with them on that, that whole mindset of helping them get through what they need to get through, okay? And also that could, that gives you a time to build the connection that is needed, okay? And also being able to value that person, to make that person feel like they're worthy. You know, being up, it's been years, you guys, since I've been in the dating pool, really, to be honest with you. I know it's different now. It's a whole different ball game now when it comes to dating somebody, okay? I know that for sure. Dating in these times can really, can be very hard on a lot of people, okay? And just learning about that person shouldn't take a couple of days, okay? We know for sure it's going to take a little bit longer. Let's see. Hold up. Let me see something here. I'm sorry. I was looking for something here. So one of the things that was very was very interesting that I found. That's interesting. The question was asked. Okay, before we get to that, I want to finish this up right here. So you make sure that you are showing a genuine interest in this person. You look at their life. You ask them different questions about them, what they like and what they don't like, their experiences in life. You told how you connect experiences, share experiences when you're talking about building the friendship. All of that should be, and it's saying genuine, I mean an authentic, that you are really, really interested in them. You're not looking at their butt and, you know, oh, she got a big butt. He's got muscular. He's very muscular. You know, you have a genuine interest in what they do, okay, and who they are and their livelihood, okay? Also, remember that every relationship is unique, and these choices are general guidelines, okay? These are just things that you could think about. Adapt them to fit the specific dynamics and personalities involved, okay? If these doesn't work out, create your own, okay? Communication, respect, and understanding are key elements in navigating the complexities of a relationship. So you need to use some of these. You need to. You can. Okay. Come on. I'm sorry. Hold up. You good? Okay. I'm sorry. I have my dog too. So these are just ways. These are just certain guidelines that you can go by when you're trying to get in a relationship with someone. Don't be afraid to create your own, okay? Don't be afraid to set up some concepts that you want to use when it comes to dating, okay? Before you go out there and look at some things that you can look at before, you can put together before you go out to date somebody or when you asking people, you know, a person on a date, okay? That is so important. So why is dating so hard? And it's saying five biggest issues, okay, with dating today. I knew it was some issues, quote unquote, with dating today. Dealing with fake dating profiles, commitment, and the sheer time and expense it takes to find a match, it's no wonder that dating today is hard, okay? Not to mention adding an ongoing pandemic to the mix. So this is around the time, this was written around the time of the pandemic. It says, with ghosting becoming a new normal, it's not out of the ordinary for a romantic interest to disappear with no reply for what feels like no reason at all. Dating apps and sites make it difficult to navigate the world of dating. Okay. So it's saying five biggest issues with modern dating. So what do you guys think are some of the issues? Okay. They're saying also, we talked about having that authentic connection. It's saying how it's hard to do that. It says normalizing behavior that impacts romance and love, dating, relationship experiences can be a complete roller coaster. Okay, here, so we're talking about the five biggest things. Knowing what you want. That goes back to, I think that goes back to the self-reflection. Knowing what you want. At the end of a date, you are optimistic, yet hear nothing back for days. You find yourself thinking, why is dating harder now? Is it just you, or is everyone on this journey together? The reality is that you are far from alone. Nearly half of Americans say that dating is harder than 10 years ago. Some of the biggest reasons for this include increased risk, technology, and dating has become more impersonal, okay? While dating has always presented challenges, dating, love, and relationships seem even more complicated. I think it's for the person. I think it's more of the person that you're dealing with, okay? It says, it's Dr. Terrell, the goddess, explains that one of the biggest issues with dating is knowing what you really want from a dating process. Instead, you run into a litany of people that do not want what you're looking for, or they're not good matches long term. So when you meet someone new, it can feel like many people are not 100% clear about their intentions, okay? So some people come in there and their whole, whatever their personal agenda is not matching yours, okay? Flirting can be fun, and it can feel like the relationship is moving forward only to find out the other person isn't looking for anything serious after 3 dates. So how do you handle that? How do you know that person is looking for something serious? Do you just outright ask them? Okay? Is that something you want? I mean, so I think that would be a very good question to ask them. I think that would definitely go along with having an open communication and showing genuine interest. I mean, that's what I would think is to ask them. Are you looking for a long-term relationship, or are you just kind of hanging out? I mean, you know, would you ask that question? Would you be bold enough to ask them that? And most of the time, they're going to say, well, this is just the first date. No, I understand it's the first date, but what are you looking for? Because you want to have that established so that you won't be wasting your time. And they said that's what we do. People are afraid of being authentic. People are afraid of being their own self. And that right there can have some serious issues with that, okay? People are show you a whole nother side than to be just authentic, be themselves, okay? Number 2, it says pressure and harassment. It says one survey found that 57% of women and 35% of men have experienced some kind of harassment when dating, which is crazy, okay? The increasing focus on harassing behavior has various effects. For starters, it can make you feel worried about dating. In addition, it can make it difficult to know how to interact with someone because you got somebody who's constantly thinking it's cute to harass you when reality is really bothering you. So what do? You tell them, I feel like you're harassing me. If I told you at this moment I'm not interested in dating or I'm not really interested in relationship right now, don't come in because I'm going to keep telling you no, period. Okay? Now, Then they said number three was the pandemic date. Okay. With several lockdowns and social restrictions, the world's now looking forward to hopefully brighter days. Finding the perfect partner has never been easy, but finding a partner in a pandemic is a little different. Now, this is around the time when the pandemic is going on. So it says, while the pandemic hasn't necessarily changed the way people date, it has an impact, okay? She said, I believe it's added to the experience. Now you're more likely to be aware of other persons' masking and vaccination policies, okay? There are also a lower sense of comfort with exposure, but that can represent the feeling of more introvert individuals. So I think this is irrelevant. This part is irrelevant to what we're talking about because we're not in the pandemic. So I definitely want to, but there are some findings that said, wow. Okay, so it says 74% of singles say the pandemic didn't affect their dating life negatively at all. And then it said a huge difference is that only 78% of singles want someone physically attractive compared to 90% that they said in. So attractiveness used to be on the top tier. Now it's 78% saying now. No, well, back in 2020, 90% said that that person has to be attractive. And then it says over 80% of singles want someone emotionally mature, accepting of differences and comfortable with their sexuality. It says the intention behind dating appears to be clear. Only time will tell if the pandemic will have a lasting effect on it. So these are the things that happened during the pandemic. So then number four is dating apps. So before we go that far, I want to talk about, that's not relevant to a certain extent. That's not relevant. Let's take a break real quick here, and we'll come back. Let's see here.
I'm a single.
guys. We are back. We are back. Hold up. There we go. All right. We're back. We're back. We're back. And as we're saying, we're talking about the five biggest mistakes in dating, today's dating, why it's so difficult to date, right? So, number four was dating apps, talking about dating apps. I am clueless with dating apps, okay? Really. According to statistics, there are 44.2 million online dating users in the U.S. You can't talk about the perils of modern dating without talking about dating apps. The thing about apps is that they can be good and they can be bad. Yes. Modern day dating come down to apps. Apps mean you have the illusion of options. Options mean you're less likely to find good because you're in a search of great. And you nonetheless weed through a lot of bad and become bad yourself in the process. So dating apps can definitely tarnish your mindset about dating. Now, I said something that was very incorrect. I do know about dating apps. I know people who've met people on dating apps. I've heard good and bad stories about dating apps. I've heard people talk about people that they met on Facebook, on Instagram, and dated, and some of them made it, some of them didn't. So there is good and bad in it, because we are under this strange illusion that it's good to lie, to get somebody's attention. And they've gotten to the point where people have actually made little skits. The comedians have spent time making skits about people they dated, getting invited to their homes and talking about how their homes looked and how their cars looked and all this. So when you're looking on that Instagram and that Facebook and they look fine and it looks good, he looks good, and you realize that, you know, he really don't have much to offer, okay? So it's funny, but it's not. It's sad at the same time, because people are so, we're so caught up in this, what I call fake book, this false lifestyle that we put on, when in reality we don't live nothing like that. And that can definitely have an impact on how you want to date somebody. You don't want to waste your time, and you don't want to waste their time. So we have to be very careful of what we present to other people. So it says, research from Stanford sociologists shows that most matchmaking occurs through algorithms, okay, and not friends and family. People rely on dating apps to find potential partners, and the stigma surrounding online dating is much lower and in some cases non-existent. Okay. While it's entirely possible to find someone not through a dating app, online dating feels at the core of the modern dating. So because people's time, how they do things, all of that plays a part in how these dating apps come to play. Not only that they want to look for somebody that they're compatible with, it's time consuming. And it's a lot of money being spent with no results. So, I mean, I think the old-fashioned way of meeting people is much better. Who am I, okay? meeting them and talking with them, to me, is more authentic than seeing them on the screen. And talking to them on the screen first and then going on meeting. It's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not a favorite thing of mine to do. And most people, you know, actually live by it. They date a lot of people on these different apps. And then you got so many variety of these apps. Some of these apps are not made for long-term relationships. Some of them, they got Tinder, LinkUp, or Sneaky Link, or all these different ones that just amazing that they get out with. And to me, a lot of that could be dangerous. But, you know, to each his own. There's people who have had great luck with them. I've met some great people with it, and some people haven't. So there's two sides to that, okay? And I think that's more of what your judgment call is, okay? And that's why your discernment needs to be at all times when you're dealing with people, whether it's on video, on phone, or in person. It needs to be alert. You need to have your intuition wide open. You need to pay attention to that, okay? And then number five says ghosting. Says in today's society, ghosting is practically normalized behavior. Ghosting occurs when a person abruptly stops all forms of communication for no apparent reason. If you reach out, they ignore any attempts to rekindle the conversation. Essentially, ghosting is a rejection without a sense of closure. You have no idea what actually happened. How do you cope with the ghosting without detaching yourself from all future interests? This is what you do. Reframing is the only solace she says she can offer. This is Dr. Terrell. People that ghost are too afraid or too rude to address their own feelings of discomfort. You don't want to be with someone that cannot comfortably address their feelings anyway. You're better off not hearing from them. Letting go of hard feelings means appreciating the nuances that separate them from those you clearly dislike. While it feels hurtful when someone ghosts you, especially if you felt like there was a connection, shifting your mindset can be helpful. So again, so you're looking at the idea of someone actually not calling you again, you calling them, and they don't return the phone calls. Don't keep calling them. I'm just saying, don't keep calling them. We also, and this is just something I'm putting out there, you got to have thick skin in this business. And this whole adventure of relationships, you got to have a little thick skin. Like she said, it might hurt, but you need to have thicker skin to move on. Don't let this ghosting stop you from dating other people, because everybody is not supposed to be lumped in the same way. Well, I'm not going to date nobody no more because I keep getting ghosts. Okay, he won't call me or she won't call me. She even took her Facebook page down. She blocked me from this. She did. Don't waste your time on that person, because there is somebody out there for you. Okay, if you have your mind set that you're going to be in a relationship with someone who you're going to be happy with, don't just go out there and look for just anything. Okay, stay to what you're asking for in the relationship. And let the universe know. Put it in your intention and say it. You'd be surprised how that person can come to you. You'll have that person. But you have to change that. You have to know that. You have to believe in that. Okay? So if this person feels like they have a need to ghost you, then don't worry about it. And then, by the way, if you see them later on down the line, don't even acknowledge them. Don't even say, oh, hi, how are you? Why you never call me back? Because that stops you from moving on to a next person, because you're still hung up on why they ghost you. No. Leave it alone. Let them do them and move on. Don't get caught up. Don't. Let them do themselves. Let them go on. Because there had to be some reason why. And you really, for closure, don't always look for the why. Don't. I mean, an adult will be able to tell you why, but don't expect them to. Because what you'll see in that whole scenario, you'll see that this person has some issues. They're very disrespectful of your time and your effort, and the idea that they didn't even give you a reason why they decided not to no longer date you or go out on another date with you. All they had to do was tell you. So that person has their own issues going on with them that they didn't want to reveal to you until they ghost, and that's all right. It says, once I ran into ghosting and dating in the millennials, found that some of the main reasons for ghosting someone includes, wow, avoid a confrontation, someone not living up to their dating profile, avoid a clingy or needy match, okay, and lack of chemistry. So why isn't that something you can tell me? Why you don't want to date? Why wouldn't that be something that would just outright come out to say, this is the reason why this is not going to work? So, let's talk about the ideal. Does social media affect dating nowadays? Dating in the digital age can affect relationships. Sometimes social media can create unrealistic expectations of the quote-unquote perfect relationship and dating journey. The reality is that perfection doesn't exist within relationships. It don't. No, it don't. And you got to know that. You got to pay attention to that, okay? It says reality is that perfection doesn't exist within relationships. What you see on social media is a glimpse of life. That's it, okay? Social media can also create distractions, making it difficult to focus on a partner and creating problems, okay? While social media can affect dating, putting your phone on silent during dates and being fully present can help to nurture the connection. You don't go on a date and sit there and play with your phone. As there was a video I saw earlier, maybe about a month ago that video came up, where the young lady was out on a date with the guy, okay? He was out on the date with the guy, and she was on her phone. She literally sat there on her phone while he was on the date. Well, she was still working. She claimed that she was still working, and she was an attorney, and she was waiting for some paperwork to come through or something. So you didn't put all that stuff aside knowing that you had a date? You couldn't look at that later on after the date was over with or the next day? Was there a deadline on the paperwork? There's just certain things you just don't do on a date. You don't call your mom. You don't, if you have kids, check on your kids, but check on your kids prior. I say check on your kids when you first get on the date, okay? Before you go in and start the date, the process, whatever you guys are doing, watching movies or something, call in the car. Check it on. Yeah, I know I just left. I want to make sure everything's all right. You guys good? You know, and then when you finish with the date, then call before you get home, before he gets you home. You know, there's certain things that you can do without being disruptive in your date. Don't get so preoccupied. You're on a date. So whatever is going on, you need to have that person needs your undivided attention. It's very important that you give that person your undivided attention. Because not only did you come out, and this is your time as well as the other person's time. So you want to at least be respectful of time, okay? Okay? How different generations date. So are there different approaches to dating depending on your generation? Are millennials more romantic than Gen Z? The dating site Zeus analyzed millions of dating profiles and surveyed over 4,000 daters to find out generational differences in dating. So here are some key findings that they found that there could be a difference in how we date. So it says Gen Z daters prefer more time to plan a date. Millennials fill out the most information on the dating site. Drink dates are the most popular with millennials. Splitting the bill on the first date divides all generations. Okay? Older generations prefer calls over text. Want to hear you talk on the phone. When you were dating, you talked for hours back in the day, during my time, you talked for hours on the phone. And you might not ever like really, really meet up. If you go to the same high school or something, you meet up at high school, do lunch together, sit out, hang out, talk about different things, get to know each other that way. But majority of the time, texting is the new thing that they do now. And it's not feasible to some of us. We prefer talking on the phone. We prefer maybe even writing letters. Y'all might think that's crazy, but writing letters might be something that you want to do. So it's different, you know. And that's why I think it's very important to know what you want up front. If you guys are from the same, because, you know, sometimes millennials can date people either older or younger than them. The alpha, I think no one is in alpha, is the younger age for now, I guess. So whoever you're dating, their age and their experience in life has a lot to do with it also. Sometimes me and my husband, we come from sort of like, no, we come from the same, we're baby boomers now. But he's a little bit older than me. So the way he did things is a little bit different than how I did things. But it wasn't a real big thing. Matter of fact, we laugh about it. We tease each other about our age difference. And it's funny, but, you know, there was a connection. There's a lot of things that we do have in common, and then there's a lot of things that we don't. And it's just, we make fun of it. It's really like funny to us because some of the things we just didn't do, you know. So it's amazing. It really is amazing. But what I was saying, basically saying, is you get to know that person. You know what you want in that from that person because you have time to do that. You have time to actually find out what you guys are not compatible with and what things you are compatible with. Don't let your non-compatible outweigh the things that you can be compatible with, and you miss out on a great relationship. Okay? One thing about people, now, they might be hard to change, but some people will change. If they know that it's going to benefit them, if they're going to get a benefit out of changing, they're going to be willing to change. And they're going to be able to accommodate, okay, and compromise, all right? So it says here, how can you overcome dating obstacles? It says finding someone to date, opening up, and having a spark is hard. And that's just the first part of dating. You then want to agree on important things and figure out if they are someone you can see yourself being with, okay? Dating is so hard, and there are so many obstacles, but there's no need to rush. No. Take your time, do something you enjoy, and learn to open up so that you're ready to have an honest conversation when the time arises. So it's very important. The communication is so, so important with moving forward in relationships, okay? So important, okay? So it says, is it hard to tell what other persons want? Again, with that open communication, that building the relationship, the friendship, all of those things will come out. Even being authentic, having an authentic interest in the relationship, will definitely, all this will come out. Because sometimes it feels like dating today is like a big game of guesswork. Ultimately, everyone wants to feel safe, and putting yourself out there and being vulnerable is hard. At times, people are scared to say what they want out of fear of embarrassment or rejection. While it's hard to tell what someone else wants without them saying, you can go on a date and have control over what you want, okay? So I guess that could be a good thing. And then again, it could be a bad thing. So it says, was it just a hookup or something more? Let's talk about that. Was that just something you wanted to do? Were you happy to do it? I mean, did you get comfort out of that? Okay. Okay. So you're wanting to know if you wanted more out of that. And what is the difference? Okay, what is the difference? So if you find yourself thinking, why is it so hard to date, or why is dating so hard for me, you are not alone. Hookup culture means that sometimes you don't know if the date is more than a hookup. If you set a boundary early on and are clear, then both you and your partner know where you stand, okay? Exactly. There we go with boundaries. Respect boundaries. Wow. Okay. So it says here, but if you find that they don't reply to your messages, cancel plans, or they never want to define the relationship, it may be time to move on. So if you're seeing someone for a while and you're prepared to say, okay, are we actually in a relationship, and they keep avoiding that, then it's time for you to move on, okay? Don't let anybody waste your time. I'm going to say that. Don't let anybody waste your time. Your time is just as important as theirs are. And they have to know that, okay? If they don't want no more out of the relationship, then, hey, let's go. You go your way, I go mine. A hookup, to me, if you're saying it's just a hookup, that means that you've given up something. And you don't have to, okay? You don't have to. You don't have to give up anything. And if that person, that's what that person wants, and they're not clear on what they want, then that means that there's a problem with open communication. And you already know that's not what you want. You want a relationship. You don't want nobody that's trying to always get in your drawers, okay? then they don't respect the boundaries. So you have to look at those things. So that person lacks a lot of things that you don't want to be caught in being in that relationship with and being dragged along, okay? You don't want that. So it says, how to find someone new. Wow. Despite the dating market feeling like one hurdle after another, you can still find a good match with a genuine connection. Although a string of bad dates can make you lose all hope, take a step back and reevaluate what you want out of the process. Okay. Perfect, perfect, perfect. It says, the Dr. Janalis suggests the following tips for finding someone new. Get out there and engage in activities that you enjoy, okay? Get out there because you know there's people out there who enjoy the same type of activities and stuff that you like to do. Plan what you will say to introduce yourself and your intentions, okay? Be able to mingle with other people. I don't necessarily think a bar is the place. I don't think a club is the place. You can go to the library. You can go to the grocery store. You know, you can go to a reading at the library and check out all the people who are there. Okay? You'd be surprised. That's something both got in common, going to a library. You love to read. They love to read. Think about it. Okay? Going to a restaurant. Some people, like, they will not go eat by themselves. There's no problem eating by themselves. I don't have a problem eating by myself. If I'm hungry, I'm going to go eat. Whether my husband's with me or not, I'm going to go eat if that's what I want to do. If I feel the need that I don't want to go through a drive-thru and I want to actually sit down at a restaurant and eat, I'm going to sit there at the restaurant and I'm going to eat just as good by myself. So, you got to come to a point. And I know I'm talking from the standpoint of being married. It's different when you're single and you do want to be with somebody. I do understand that. But if it's not fair right now and you're still in the process of trying to find somebody you want to sit down and eat dinner with, eat alone. Okay? You'd be surprised. Eat alone. There's people watching you. Okay? Believe it or not, somebody's sitting here watching you eat alone. Or how you're talking on your phone or whatever. They're watching you. They're being very observant of you. You'd be surprised. Okay? Do things that you like and find people that like those things too. If you have to start a online, say for instance, you start a community online and it's a community of people who like kiting. When I say kiting, I'm talking about flying a kite. Start a group like that. Start a roller skating group if you like to roller skate. You'd be surprised how you set up a roller skating date. Can we meet at this rink right here? And we do a little meet and greet. You'll be surprised. People who are like you, they're going to get out and mingle with you. They're going to want to hang out with you. Okay? So there's a many, many ways that you can definitely get out and meet people. Okay? Ask to go on a date for bagels because you find someone attractive is often easier than you think. Start by thinking about what you enjoy doing. A little common ground can kickstart a conversation. Decide who you date mindfully and listen to your gut. If you sense some red flags, it's probably for a reason. There is no one perfect thing. There is no one perfect thing you can do to find a great match. Instead, you can focus on what you want and your intentions and go from there. Okay? Whether you're looking for a casual date or a serious relationship, it's important to state what you want up front, okay? While many people have positive experiences with dating apps, it comes down to the individual preferences. Technically, dating apps give you the ability to filter potential partners and eliminate qualities you don't want. Having the ability to be honest and genuine with another person is hard, but sets the foundation for the relationship. No matter how you meet people, virtually or in person, dating is tough and at times draining. Try to keep an open mind, check in on your mental health, and use all the opportunities you have to meet someone new, whether it's at your local gym or down at the dog park. I mentioned the dog park. Wow. Relationships are hard. Whether you're getting out of one or having reached a bit of a romantic roadblock, speak to one of the compassionate therapists. Okay, we're going to leave that there. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So we're going to end that right there with that. That was some good information to share. I love that. Okay. So as you can see, so there's many things that you can do when it comes to finding someone to be in a relationship with. It is hard. Dating is hard nowadays. People allow social media to kind of guide them. They see a pretty face on Facebook. They see a pretty face on Instagram. And then you have to keep in mind the person being very authentic with you, that they're not married. Okay. People can say, I want to be in a relationship, but you got a whole wife. Well, we're separated. Be careful with that separation stuff, you guys. I'm telling you right now, be very, very careful with the ideal that he's telling you. Okay. That, he's basically, separated. My opinion, when it comes to that, this is just my opinion. My opinion is, when you are separated from your spouse, if it's recent and it just happened, it's still fresh, dating wouldn't be on my mind. Okay. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. That's how I look at it. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. Be yourself, enjoy yourself, get to the point where you can feel comfortable, okay, with yourself. Because sometimes when you're going through a whole bunch of trauma, especially when it comes to when you're going through a divorce and you are separated, you're trying to find what is, you can have an attitude whatever you want to, but it's not, to me, feasible to have an attitude, well, I'm going to go and have a good time. I think that's the time when you sit down and do some reflecting. Find out what went wrong in the relationship. Not to say that you can fix it, and there might be a possibility that there is a leeway where things can get fixed and you can be with that person the way you want to, and that you guys can get back together. There's a possibility, but I think it's a good time to spend time with yourself and kind of analyze, reflect, self-reflect, go within, and find out what did you do wrong to get the relationship where it's at, okay? And why is it where it's at? You know, what could you have done differently? Okay, not to say that you're the blame for it, but it takes two to tangle. And lots of times when we say two to tangle, we don't want to be the other person to tangle, okay? And that's something you have to definitely look into. You definitely got to keep that in mind. Okay, so before we go, real quick, we're going to close out. And I'm going to let you guys go. I want to thank you for hanging out with us here on YCC in 2020 Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so let's play with Kim.
Baby, you're the one I love, yeah. The queen of my heart, the light of my soul. You're more precious than anything. I don't need diamonds, nor the finest gold. Darling, I cherish you, and I confess my gratitude. Bless the day you came along. You got a brother singing a brand new song, yeah. You. Girl, I wake up in the morning and I'm trippin' cause I'm digging what the Lord has made. You never thought I'd be forever getting with it, but I'm so glad to stay. You make it better, gotta get myself together cause I want you more and more. You. Girl, it's hard to ignore. It's you, the new life has come to pass. I'm taking my baby, home of land. I know I found my destiny, girl. Cause you're bringing out the best in me. So whatever the future may hold, girl, I'll be loving you only from head to toe. Undivided, our love will stay. Cause you are my woman, yeah.
Bye-bye.